The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, The Soundtrack of Our Lives. As we approach Essence Festival's 30th anniversary, we reflect on the music that gave the beloved celebration its heartbeat. The 4th of July weekend in New Orleans holds a special significance not just for locals, but for music enthusiasts and aficionados of Black culture worldwide. It's a time when the Big Easy becomes a nexus of Blackness. The city is buzzing with fans, socialites, celebrities, and artists who have journeyed to the birthplace of jazz for one season and reason, to reveal in the Essence Festival of Culture. Despite that pivot from the festival's inception in 1995 through 2010, Maze featuring Frankie Beverly remained a mainstay, closing out the shows each year. They had an undeniable impact on the audience. Concert goers clad in white linen swayed to hits like We Are One and Happy Feeling, and others exuberantly joined in the electric slide in the aisles. Such timeless cult classics spoke directly to the Black consciousness in a way that made you want to experience both joy and pain. The dome was packed, Charbonnet says. People didn't leave until 2:30 a.m. In the balancing act of showcasing both seasoned and neophyte performers, the festival's commitment to honoring Black music legends has ensured that the contributions of our pioneers are lifted up. Prince delivered arguably the most unforgettable performance to date in 2014. You just had to be in their room, Holmes notes. Everybody was in their white, their purple, their psychedelic tie-dye. You just knew that you were going to a Prince show. There wasn't this call to action, like, wear this color. Everybody, just us as a people, we were wearing something purple. And then, it being one of his last performances makes it all the more special as a memory. Those were the sorts of nuances that the festival offered as a uniquely Black space, experiences you simply couldn't get anywhere else. That's an unmistakable ancestral atmosphere to the rousing 3-day celebration, akin to the warmth of a family reunion. Holmes bore witness to it in 2018 when Janet Jackson went on with the show just days after her father's passing. A week or so later, she performed, and everyone thought that she wasn't going to, because this was a sensitive time for her and her family. Holmes explains, those are the moments when you talk about joy and empathy. What you want to take away from a festival is that. And these artists know that they can share that with this audience. Charbonnet agrees that the music at the festival kind of soothes us in a way that can take our mind off something or help us recall this memory. That's the one thing I think music does. It sort of bridges this gap for us. It breaks down a lot of barriers too. The music speaks to our brains in a different way. I think it literally has this vibration that it connects with us. I think on many different levels, and I think we do need that kind of connection to keep us together as people so that we can continue to tell our stories and to talk to each other and to heal. The Essence Festival is a time of jubilation, inspiration, and connection. It's also a celebration of Black music and culture that continues to shape and redefine the cultural landscape, not just of New Orleans, but of the world at large. Each year, it reaffirms the richness of our heritage and the limitless potential of our future. Now, as the festival prepares to mark 3 decades of existence, we are not merely celebrating the time past, we are highlighting its profound impact in shaping the expansiveness of Black creativity by providing a premier platform for both legendary and emerging Black musicians. The festival has significantly influenced the trajectory of Black music and culture, helping to preserve its roots while nurturing its evolution. The next article is titled, Jessica Tupart Harris for the Love of Her City. Born and raised in New Orleans, the Kaleidoscope Hair Products CEO has built a multi-million dollar empire. What God has for you, no man can take away. Jessica Judy Tupart Harris, founder and CEO of Kaleidoscope Hair Products, and also a social media star, author, and philanthropist, is living proof of this statement. A native of the 7th Ward of New Orleans and a sought-after hairstylist, Dupart Harris embarked on a journey of faith in 2014, leading to the creation of a hair care line that now generates millions of dollars in revenue annually. A mere 5 years since its launch, Kaleidoscope has grown to become one of the largest Black-owned hair care brands in the United States. Its distribution has expanded into multiple retailers, including CVS, Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Sally Beauty, and Mayer. In 2019, in recognition of Dupart Harris' business and philanthropic endeavors, Mayor Latoya Cantrell, alongside Superintendent Sean Ferguson, presented the Kaleidoscope founder with the esteemed key to the city of New Orleans. If that's not a testament to God's favor in her life, we don't know what is. I feel very strongly that if God gave you a vision, I don't care if you live on Mars, it's your responsibility to go after it, says Dupart Harris. I feel like too often we put limitations on ourselves. We might see living in a small city as a kind of adversity, but I'm the type of person who would rather use that to my advantage, because being from a small city, climbing the ladder, it's a shorter ladder. It's a shorter climb. July marks the 30th anniversary of Essence Festival of Culture in her hometown of New Orleans. And it's also a milestone for Dupart Harris, who is celebrating 10 years of her hair product line. Renowned for its groundbreaking Miracle Drop system, the Kaleidoscope brand is synonymous with promoting optimal hair health and growth. Social media contributed significantly to Dupart Harris's journey, propelling her from entrepreneur to influencer status. However, her focus is on crafting a beloved product and fostering real connections with her audience rather than making a superficial impression. I feel like it is extremely important for me to stay in front of the trends, stay in front of the next social media platform that comes out, she says. I feel like some entrepreneurs get discouraged when the thing that they've been doing stops working. But because social media is so finicky, it's almost like a way-weathered friend that changes with the wind. You can't be married to the idea of how things are currently because it's always going to change. Kaleidoscope has become a celebrity favorite and even attracted DuPont Harris's now wife, rapper Da Brat, whom she met at one of the company's brand events. A match made in hair heaven. The couple wed on February 22, 2022, and joyfully welcomed their son, True Legend, in July 2023. Already a mom of three adult children from a previous relationship, DuPont Harris is once again balancing motherhood and entrepreneurship with an infant on board. "Even though I have a new baby and three other children from early in my life," she says, "my journey alongside that is to continue growing Kaleidoscope hair products. I missed a lot of stuff before. I missed a lot of time. This time around," she continues, "I am trying to be very diligent about being more present. So in doing that, I've just been trying to build out a team to be able to support our scaling and support our growth so I can be more intentional about my time." Kaleidoscope's success in scaling is partly due in part to an ethos of inclusivity. This resonates through its advocacy for vibrant, healthy hair and its encouragement of individuals to cherish their curls regardless of the unique attributes of their strands. With an array of products catering to various hair needs, including natural, dyed, relaxed, short, long, braided, and weaved, and also for those recovering from baldness or seeking regrowth, the brand has earned widespread acclaim for embracing diversity. It's also praised for inspiring individuals to realize the fullest potential of not just their hair, but their personal path. The road to success has not been without setbacks for DuPont Harris. More than a decade ago, she faced a significant hardship when her salon, Kaleidoscope Hair Studio, was ravaged by fire. It burned to the ground, and she was forced to rebuild. Fortunately, she came back better than ever. Kaleidoscope Miracle Drops were figuratively forged from the fire. On dealing with adversity, she reveals that were it not for faith, she would have been completely insane. Thankfully, the support of loyal customers also kept her going and propelled her to where she is now, enjoying the realization of a dream that started with a mustard seed of faith in her hometown. For DuPont Harris, "You can take the girl out of New Orleans, but you'll never take New Orleans out of the girl. It's central not only to her life, but to her brand. I've moved to Atlanta, but I'm still in New Orleans," she says. "I still do a lot of give back there. I incorporate its music and its culture. I can't turn it off. It's not like it's something that I would ever shy away from." The next article is titled, "A Home Away From Home." For Chef Nina Compton, her St. Lucian upbringing shows up in everything, from her menu at the buzzing Compère Lapin in New Orleans to the way she decorates and enjoys her cottage-style residence in Bywater. New Orleans reminds restaurateur Nina Compton of cities in St. Lucia. "It is fascinating and culturally diverse, with a rich, quivering history that is seen and felt in the spaces, places, and people who have inhabited the lush Delta landscape since the 18th century. In the beginning, New Orleans was part of the French colonial empire, its culture inextricably linked to French-speaking Caribbean nations. Hobden was born and bred in St. Lucia, this eastern Caribbean island, known for its stunning black sand beaches and twin volcanic mountains ascending out of the sea, is a former French colony. The parallels are everywhere. Colorful homes line the streets of Nola's neighborhoods, as they do in the lush hill towns of St. Lucia. The city's subtropical climate features sunny summers and mild winters. St. Lucia's weather is similarly pleasant year-round. And the food? A delicious reflection of two very complex cultures. In both localities, there is a melding of techniques and ingredients from Africa, French, and indigenous settlers. But perhaps the most evident connection is a sense of individuality that preserved in the pockets of patois spoken across both the island and the bayou. The French Creole dialect is still alive and doing very well. People say New Orleans is the northernmost point of the Caribbean, Compton tells me on a call from her Bywater District Creole cottage. I put my stamp on that, she continues, in her melodic St. Lucian twang. The beautiful thing about New Orleans is that you can come as you are. You don't have to dress up or down. Come as you are and you will be accepted. When the James Beard Award winning culinary artist and Bravo Top Chef season 11 runner up left Miami for the Upper Ninth Ward in 2015, she was welcomed along with her husband and business partner Larry Miller with open arms. We thought we would live in the Garden District or on St. Charles Avenue, but ended up really falling in love with Bywater, she says empathetically of her eclectic hood. Bywater is colored by art studios and interactive musical houses, which are gardens that also operate as performance spaces. It's one of those areas that people really don't pay attention to. It's mostly locals there, not many tourists. There's such a beautiful energy in Bywater. We honestly couldn't imagine living anywhere else. Bywater American Bistro, BAB, a casual neighborhood joint imbued with the neighborhood charm, is the second restaurant Compton opened in the city. Compare Lapin is her first, located just a few miles around southwest of BAB in the Warehouse Arts District. The celebrated eatery has a playful menu that combines the indigenous ingredients of the Gulf with the cuisine of Compton's St. Lucia beginnings. It's the best of both worlds. She is also faithful to the local community. She and her husband are involved in several local charities, including Son of a Saint, a nonprofit that provides mentorship, education, and emotional support to hundreds of fatherless young men in the city. But it makes sense that she often finds the greatest sense of community with the individuals who walk into her restaurants. I travel quite a bit, but when I return to my restaurants, it feels like home, she says. These are the people I spend the most time with. Her actual residence and unassuming 3,000 square foot abode with Spanish cedar shutters, painted French navy, is her sacred space. Structures of this style originated in West Africa and were later introduced to Haiti, eventually making their way to New Orleans through refugees, immigrants, and enslaved Africans. Historically, the long, narrow floor plan is a single room wide and a few rooms deep. I think people don't realize that houses in NOLA are very deceiving, she says. When she and Miller visited the cottage for the first time, it appeared very small from the outside. But once you walk through the front door and travel down the entryway, the expanse of space becomes obvious. Along the way, countless framed pieces by local artists cover the walls. His and hers bikes are parked in one corner amid fresh flowers and potted plants. A wooden easel by the window holds a portrait of Compton by Sean Randall. Taking pride of place in the kitchen is an art portrait of the city's culinary queen, the late Leah Chase. That's very close to my heart, Compton says. And then there's the piano, a unique find that her husband acquired from an auction house. It's really special and fun. When you walk in, it's like, wow, what else is there to see? Plenty. The art continues, and for Compton and Miller, all the pieces have a purpose. I don't want my house to be picture perfect and minimalist. That doesn't feel warm and inviting to me, Compton says of the artwork and images on display around her abode. I want to look at the paintings and be reminded of my dad or my grandmother or my dog. To be surrounded by that is very important. In the living room, three Ghanaian masks, treasured gifts from a dear friend, sit above the doorway. Whimsical chairs and tables in complementary colors, textures, heights and shapes border the pathway that leads to the dining area. In this space, rows of books and quirky keepsakes line one wall, and across the room, against the other wall, is the couple's treasured bunny shelf. Traditional Caribbean and Creole folk tales feature a mischievous rabbit named Compere Lapin. And so, since the chef opened Compere Lapin in 2015, the rabbits have been pouring in. They are a homage to the restaurant, she explains. We have quite a few that are very meaningful to us. When Compton has a day off, rarely does she leave her cottage home. She loves spending time with her dogs, Hank and Buster, and chilling in her backyard. My treat when I wake up in the morning is to make a cup of coffee, read the New York Times, and ease into my day, she says. I like to listen to the birds and watch Hank and Buster run around. Back when she was growing up in St. Lucia, her family spent ample time outdoors, and often that time was centered around meals. We'd have breakfast outside, lunch outside, or a meal as the sun was setting, she reflects. The kitchen was always busy, but the veranda was even busier. Though she loves the home she's created in the Big Easy, for Compton, all roads still lead back to the Caribbean one day. People laugh but listen. Time goes quickly, and before you know it, you're 50 and like, what's my plan? She says, after 20-something years, I just want to make sure I am able to build that road back home. The next article is titled Standing on Business. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people head to New Orleans for the Essence Festival of Culture to enjoy the music at the evening concert series, food at the Food and Wine Festival, and shopping at Soco Market and BeautyCon. They also tap into entrepreneurship learning and networking opportunities offered by the New Voices Foundation. Part of the Essence Ventures ecosystem, the New Voices Foundation is a 501c3 organization committed to advancing economic equity by closing gaps in access to capital, revenue, entrepreneurial education, and networking, with the ultimate goal of closing the wealth gap for our communities. The New Voices Foundation and the New Voices Fund and their growing network will return to the New Orleans Ernest N. Morial Convention Center during Festival Weekend with the New Voices Village and the New Voices Entrepreneur Hub and supporting vending partners in Soco Market, Beauty Con, Essence Festival Edition, and Food and Wine Festival Experiences. Since July 2018, the foundation has held the New Voices Power Pitch competition nationwide and at Essence Fest, providing more than $2,800,000 in non-dilutive capital and over $700,000 of coaching and mentoring services to winners. This non-dilutive capital is coupled with business coaching, access to educational resources, and mentorship to support the network of 30,000 plus founders to increase their capacity to operate thriving, scalable businesses. Finalists for the 2024 Power Pitch being held on July 6 are eligible to receive a grant of up to $75,000 and resources that range from fundraising and retail strategy planning to health and wellness for founders. Over the past few years, New Voices has brought robust experiences for entrepreneurs to Essence Fest, with this year's promising to be the best yet thanks to the addition of the New Voices Entrepreneurship Hub, where workshops in finance and funding, marketing, hiring, and other business topics will be offered, along with industry networking sessions. Additionally, you will find a cross-section of the New Voices family participating in panels, demos, pop-ups on the festival stages, and activations. The Food and Wine Festival will feature companies such as Scotch Boys, serving up authentic Jamaican sauces, Rosie Sweets with savory and sweet delights, Lush Yummies, pies, and cornbread soul. Having joined the New Voices family during Essence Festival of Culture in 2020 as a pitch competition finalist, the event holds a special place in my heart. It feels like a full circle moment to come back 4 years later to participate in the Food and Wine Fest. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.